It's windy out. I should probably start bringing my field recorder with a proper windshield on it, but the cacophony of skylarks overhead just now dissipated the moment I hit record. You might have heard a moment at the beginning, but wow, there was maybe three hovering at height above. I don't know whether they're calling to nests on the ground. Do skylarks nest on the ground? I wish I knew more about these things. It was probably some kind of sentry saying, "Walker and a curious dog coming through the middle of this field," which does have a footpath running straight through the middle, which is nice. And I think it's a footpath. It's definitely a what you call a desire path. And there is a gate at each end. Oh, a couple of them are back. Ah, they're hovering above the dog. Maybe they're indicating where danger might be for the nesting birds. We shall continue onwards and get out of their way. But there's so many glorious sounds that I definitely should bring out some kind of stereo recorder instead of just doing this stuff into my phone. And you very much feel a lot closer to nature when you stop and register all this stuff. So yeah, quite an exciting day yesterday as well, because I got to see this strange sea mist that comes in. You know, it's got loads of names and I can't remember any of them. The Ha is one of them. I think that's the Scottish word. H-A-A-R. And there's a couple of Northumberland words for it, but wow, it was so weird. Riding the motorbike up and over the crest of a hill and then hitting this kind of temporary whiteout of what felt like cloud at altitude. It was moving so fast across the land, and it reminded me of riding motorbikes through the mountains. And yeah, it was quite something when the landscape moves around you like this. Come here, this way, we're going this way. I'm going to go into the wind now, so I'll leave this clip with you. And say thanks for listening if you did. Speak to you later.